Hey now, welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. A tremendous Thursday to you. Nice to have you here. Even better to be here myself. What's cracking? This program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Now, where I'm going to start today might shock you slightly. We'll get there in a minute. Let me set the show up for you. Probably wondering where we're going with it today. Open phones in hour number one. Best time to get through. Our interviews start in the second hour, and we go back to back at the top of that second hour. So you want to call me right now, 1-800-636-8686. By now, you know the drill. In order to get to me to get on the air, you've got to get through the EP, Adam Hawk. Not that hard. He's just going to say to you, what do you want to talk about? Make sure you have a good answer. Once again, a good answer would not be, Hawk, put me through. I'm going to wing it. We're not going to have any winging it on the air here, at least not from you. Make sure you know what you want to cover. If you can make the show better, I will move you right to the front of the line. If you can make the show worse, you're not getting on the air. It's incumbent upon me to run this thing. So I'm delegating that responsibility to Hawk. That part he can handle. You call Hawk, you tell him what you want to talk about. If he thinks it's a good take or it's going to make the show better, he will put you on hold. You do not need to agree with me. I don't care. In fact, I don't even care what your take is, as long as it's a take and a good take. So it's that simple. Call right now. Open phones, 1-800-636-8686. Or if you don't want to call, just hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Or if you don't want to tweet, shoot me an email, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Or go to my Facebook page and mark that up. Or go to my Instagram feed. Check that out. Lots of different ways to go. The interviews look like this. Coming up in the second hour, Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard. Right after that, Howard Beck to talk NBA. In studio, in hour number three, the twin brothers representing the Seattle Seahawks and most of all their family, Shaquem and Shaquille Griffin. They dropped a book. They're an amazing story. It's an amazing family. They will join me in studio, the Griffin brothers, top of hour number three. And that's how the show sets up. Now, I mentioned it may surprise you to see where I'm going to start. Oh, one more thing. Podcast Tuesday is now Podcast Wednesday, and we did drop that podcast. Remember when I got back from vacation, I said there was a podcast that I was all hyped on, but I did not want to jinx it until I did it. That guy, and I didn't mention who it was. That is Jocko Willink. Jocko did the podcast yesterday, and it not only lived up to, but it exceeded all the hype. One of my favorite ones ever. Right near the top of the list. So don't listen to it now. Listen to me right now. Listen to the show right now. After the show, give Jocko a spin. Jocko literally, like, you know me, I don't fawn over the guests. He's one of my favorite guys ever. Jocko is an amazing dude. So I want to reset that. I'll give you a little bit of a taste of that too. So in terms of the surprising open, top story this morning, Melvin Gordon telling the Chargers he wants a new deal, and if he does not get that new deal, he's willing to hold out and he will ask for a trade. That's the top story, and I will get to that in a few moments. However, I want to start with something else. I do have thoughts on Melvin Gordon and the Chargers. Where I want to start is here. Like the Wednesday after MLB All-Star game, that game is generally the quietest day in sports. Generally. Traditionally. Usually. Definitely. It is. But not this year. This year was different. And if you don't believe that, it's because you were not near a TV. Or you were not near Instagram. You definitely were not near New York City. Now, a lot of you, some of you, are not going to like this. But I feel pretty strongly about this. Yesterday in New York City, that's where the U.S. women's soccer team, yes, I said it, the U.S. women's soccer team had a ticker tape parade through the Canyon of Heroes to celebrate their World Cup win and to continue their absolutely epic rager. Now, I've seen plenty of teams win a championship or a title. I've seen plenty of teams celebrate a victory. Normally, it involves a bunch of champagne, maybe some beers, a few cigars, and then the parade. Recently, some teams have mixed in a trip to Vegas as well. But nothing compares to what these ladies are doing. Nothing. Now, if you know me, you know I'm all about the beautiful game. Always have been, always will be, love everything about it. You know this about me. However, I'm not sure I've ever seen anything better than this when it comes to the sport. I mean, this really is awesome. They win the title in France on Sunday with that 2-0 win over the Netherlands. And they did it with an absolutely clutch performance because the Dutch played out of their minds. They were unconscious in the first half. And for a long time, that match had the feeling of a game where one team is dominating, where it's one-sided, but they can't quite break through. Then the underdog scores on a break to take the lead, and suddenly it's a completely different game. But although it felt like that, that's not how that played out. Megan Rapinoe scored a penalty in the 61st minute, and Rose Lavelle capped it off with a goal 8 minutes later. And the moment they got back to the locker room, the party started. That party started in the locker room, and it has not stopped since. I mean, sure, at first, it had the typical post-game locker room tropes. Champagne, beer, confetti, singing, we are the champions. But I'm telling you, not only has it not stopped since then, it's gone up about 50 notches since then. I didn't think it would get better than shortly after the match when Ashlyn Harris started posting video on Instagram and said, and I quote, "You're bleeping welcome for this content, bitch."
You're welcome for this content, bitch.
You're bleeping welcome for this content, bitch. But I was wrong. Man, I was so wrong. Because it has absolutely gotten better. Like, when you think of the great moments in celebration, in the history of celebrations, what do you think of? Of course, one of the first things that comes to mind, Chase Utley.
World champion. World champion.
We're talking about the greatest celebrations ever. If you want to break them down, William Gay with this epic blast comes to mind.
Pittsburgh just won the Super Bowl. Here we go. Yeah! Yeah!
Ed Reed with his monumental shout out to the Lion King.
Mufasa! Mufasa! Mufasa!
Man, that was good. That was really good. But I'm not sure that was as good as the same guy singing Eddie Money.
Yes, sir, Baltimore. We got two tickets to paradise. Pack your bags and leave tonight. We got two tickets to paradise.
Ed Reed, if you need him. Alvin, with the tip of the hat. How about Dirk? Dirk leading a song. And then, of course, the godfather of all celebrations, Mark Madsen.
Thank you to the great. To those who speak Spanish, les agradecemos y les decimos que el año que viene lo haremos otra vez.
Gracias, el perro. All good. In fact, all incredible. But I'm not sure any of them had the audacity or the awareness to preface it by saying, and I quote, "You're bleeping welcome for this content, bitch."
You're f***ing welcome for this content, bitch.
So let me be the first to say thank you very much, Ashlyn. Thank you for taking on the role as team videographer, because it has been a crazy ride, and this really is some of the best content ever. Now, I would play the videos from her Instagram page, but I'd probably get fired. There is definitely some NSFW content there. Sufficient to say, it's been an epic bender that has covered two continents. They have been on planes, yachts, parade floats. They've celebrated at rooftop pools and in New York City's hall. New York's City Hall, I should say. And it's been absolutely incredible. And you know what? It makes perfect sense. That team had so much pressure on it going into the tournament. Anything else less than repeating as champions would have been a colossal failure. They were under so much scrutiny, so much pressure for everything they did, everything they said, and yet they still came through. And they did it while suing their own federation for equal pay. I mean, can you imagine how different that lawsuit would have felt if they didn't win the World Cup? The legal reasoning behind it would have been exactly the same, but the public pressure behind it would have been a whole lot less. Anything short of winning was going to be a failure on so many different levels. And nobody came through better than Megan Rapinoe. Listen, I know Rapinoe is not everybody's cup of tea. Rapinoe knows she's not everybody's cup of tea. But even her biggest haters have to admit she's clutch. Clutch as hell. When the spotlight was on her, all she did was win the Golden Boot as the high scorer of that tournament, the Golden Ball for player of the tournament, and the World Cup for her team. And she did all that despite missing a game with that hamstring injury. So when you do the job, when you accomplish the mission, and the pressure is off, then the party's on and on and on. In fact, that party may never end. In fact, every time you think it's over, it's not. Every time you think that crew has completely celebrated out, they grab another bottle of Ace of Spades, they fire it right back up again. Living their best lives does not even come close to doing this justice. And honestly, they do deserve every second of it. They've earned it. They've got 4 stars on their shirts. They've got about 50 gallons of spilled champagne as well. And I've got no issue with it. In fact, I'm here for it. But again, not everybody digs this American team. In fact, some folks are pretty bent. They're bent that they want equal pay. You're probably not going to like this take either, if that's the way you feel, but I don't understand that. I mean, honestly, I can't believe we're even having this discussion. They are the 4-time world champions. They're legends. They should be paid like it. And as much as I respect the work that my guy Greg Berhalter has done since he's taken over the men's team, and I do, there's no denying that the women's team is way more accomplished than the men. All right, and for whatever reason, some of you still have an issue with equal pay, equal pay. How about this? According to audited financial statements from the U.S. Soccer Federation obtained by the Wall Street Journal, the ladies generate more revenue than the men. They generate higher TV ratings than the men. So, of course, they should be paid equally. And everybody should want to see that. It should have happened a long time ago. And when it does finally happen, there will be another epic parade and another epic party. And then you can run it all back once again. So as always, thank you bleeping very much for all the bleeping amazing content.
You're welcome for this content, bitch.
Hey, I'm Team Content. I've always said it. I don't root for a person. I don't root for a player. I don't root for a team. I don't have a favorite team. My favorite team is Team Content. And she just said it. You're welcome for all the amazing content.
You're welcome for this content, bitch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for all that amazing content.
Thank you.
Her Instagram stories are amazing. They really are something. I just can't play any of them on the air because I kind of like working around here. 1-800-636-8686. I told you the show open might surprise you. I told you you might not like it. Hey, man, I'm full of surprises. You never know what you're going to get from me. Mike D for 3 tweets. You're bleeping welcome for this continent, bitch. Signed, Christopher Columbus.
You're welcome for this content, bitch.
At SA Sports Honk. Rome, damn. I wish I had 2 tickets for a pair of eyes.
Yes, sir, Baltimore. We got 2 tickets to paradise.
Paradise, not pair of eyes.
2 tickets to paradise.
I'm not going to say who sent that. All right, then, in addition to that, I want to talk about Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi's keeping everybody on their toes. He did not sign a 4-year deal like he could have. He signed a 2-year deal with an option for a third, meaning Kawhi could run this all back in 2 years. Reason he did that, he wanted his contract to align with Paul George's. Understandable. I would have done the same thing. So I will have that for you later on. Again, the top story, actually, the breaking news, the most topical thing, Melvin Gordon reportedly telling the Chargers, I want that new deal. You know, I want that new deal. Get me that new deal or I'm going to hold out and I want to trade. This is not unusual. He's at the end of his rookie deal. He's underpaid compared to other great running backs. He wants more money. And, of course, it's also not unusual that the team might be somewhat reluctant to give it to him because running backs are easily replaced. Even good running backs are easily replaced. So we'll get into that. 1-800-636-8686. A preview of the Jocko podcast. Well, he's got his own podcast called the Jocko Podcast. Jocko was on the Jim Rome podcast. I've got that for you. Also, one more recap on the All-Star game. Not my favorite night, other than Gaucho legend Shane Bieber getting the MVP award. There were some other issues with the All-Star game that I didn't get to yesterday that I want to get to today, and I will. All that's coming up. Open phones right now. Darius Leonard, next hour. Howard Beck, next hour. Are you finding it tougher and tougher to get to the grocery store? Not an issue. Walmart can do it for you. Yeah, I said it, Walmart. You simply make your list. You set a time for free pickup or delivery, then you go about your day. Walmart Associates will pick the best items for you, including fresh produce. They'll get it ready for you. It's quick, it's easy, it's convenient. Satisfaction guaranteed or you get your money back. All you have to do is download that Walmart grocery app and get started that way. Be sure to use my code WOWFRESH. That'll get you $10 off your first order. It's only a $50 minimum purchase. It does not expire until December 31st, 2019. A small fee does apply. Once again, download the Walmart grocery app, get started, use my code WOWFRESH, get $10 off.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Thanks, Alvy. When I say, wah! That means Adam Hawks in the house. And Hitman Canadian tweets, did anybody ever check to see if Brett Hall is still alive after the Blues Stanley Cup party?
Glory, Gloria, 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 I think I got your number, Gloria.
Hall, not Hall. I haven't heard otherwise. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure Holly is fine. Just like the U.S. women's national team is fine. As I mentioned, to say they're living their best lives does not begin to do it justice. That is a celebration for the ages. I love it. All right, so Adam Schefter reported this morning that L.A. Chargers running back Melvin Gordon has told the team that unless he gets a new contract, he is not going to report to camp and that he will demand a trade. And while it feels like that came out of nowhere and escalated extremely quickly, it does make sense. It's not that surprising. He's heading into the final year of that rookie contract. Other running backs have gotten new contracts, big contracts. Guys like Todd Gurley and David Johnson, they got their new contracts, and Gordon wants his. And in making an argument for that contract, he can point to the fact that his 38 touchdowns since 2016 are second only to Todd Gurley over that time. And that he averaged nearly 115 yards from scrimmage per game last year, which is the best by a player in a Charger uniform in more than a decade. That goes back to LT. Now, on the flip side of that, if you're the team, and reportedly the team wants to get something done, but if you're the team, you might point out that, yeah, you're really important to us. We do love you, but we did go 4-0 without you last year. The team could also point out that replacing a running back, even an elite back like Gordon, is easier than replacing any other position. And then there's that deeply cynical approach that some have, that a team should never, never give an extension to a running back because after a certain number of hits, you've gotten the best out of them and you could take a shot or two at running backs in the fourth or fifth round, maybe even sign an undrafted free agent and still get results. Maybe not these types of results, but good results nonetheless. You know, if I had to argue either side of this, I could. I could argue either side of this. Gordon is trying to get his money. Gordon should try to get his money. He should try and do everything he possibly can to get his. And the Chargers probably are going to be reluctant to sign him to a big money extension for all the reasons I mentioned. We know this. I see both sides. I know this. It's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle. And I do believe Gordon and his agent when they say, if we don't get ours, we're going to hold out. And then we want out. But they're going to have a tough time getting theirs. Might be one of those deals where the very best deals are when both sides are unhappy. That's how you know it's a good deal. When neither side is happy with the outcome. We'll see how that plays out. One more story I want to get to. Did you see what happened with the AHL app? The American Hockey League. If I'm talking American Hockey League, listen to the horn. Alfie. Not NHL, AHL. If I'm talking AHL, in the middle of July, you know something went down. All that's coming up. I mentioned it's an open phone first hour, so let's get a phone call in. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Indy. Yeah, hell, let's go to Fairfax. Lee in Fairfax. It's good to have you, Lee. How are you?
It's an honor to speak to the great one. How are you doing?
Good, bud. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. I want to talk all about soccer, man. You opened absolutely magnificently, man. The women's soccer team blowing the world away. I've been a big fan of soccer my whole life. I've coached, I've played, all that kind of stuff. I've never been a big fan of yours because you've always kind of maligned soccer a little bit, but I'm so glad to see we have a convert, man. It's a beautiful thing. Listen, here's the thing I want to say about Megan Rapinoe, and I know she's a huge catalyst for controversy, but I will tell you this from just a playing standpoint. When I first saw Megan come on the scene, which I think was like two World Cups ago, first of all, I thought she was cute as hell, and then I found out, well, she'd be off the market. So, but that's okay. She, though, at the time, watching her play, not a big fan. I thought she was making mistakes with passing, whatever. I'm going to tell you something. This World Cup, when I found out she was a starter, I was a little bit like, really? We couldn't get Kristen Press in there to start? She's really super-duper, you know? But Rapinoe, I mean, she rocked the freaking world, man. She was amazing. She played so good. She passed well. She led the team well. Her penalty kicks, which, you know, being a coach and having, and I was a keeper when I played, you know, the advantage always goes to the kicker in soccer. I mean, always. If the kicker knows what the hell he's doing, the goalie should never have a chance to save the ball. We've always known that as keepers. All we hope for is that they F up and we can jump on the ball, which has happened many times. I can't.
No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that.
Thank you very much, Alexi Lawless. I'll take it from here. You know what's not super duper? That call just kind of rambling about. Listen. He started the call by saying, I've never been a fan of yours because of the way you malign that sport. Understand this about me. I've got an open mind. I mean, there are certain things I feel very strongly about. Look, I'm never going to be first and foremost a honk for the sport. Not when I dogged it as hard as I did for as long as I did, but I've got an open mind. You know, I've got an open mind. I'm not dogmatic. I'm pragmatic. Look them both up. I'm not dogmatic. I'm pragmatic. And I have to tip my hat when it's due. And the U.S. women's national team, as I mentioned, had a hell of a lot of pressure coming in. All eyes on them, all scrutiny, all pressure. They had to back that up, especially after demanding equal pay. And then they went out and they did it. In terms of Rapinoe, a lot of people do not like her. Don't like her point of view, don't like the way she speaks her mind. But she went out there, and when she had to get it done, she did. And she was banged up, and she had the tournament of her life. She played extremely well. And I'm also here to say it's one of the greatest celebrations I've ever seen by any team winning any title. And they earned it. I understand why they're doing it. You know, much like I've been talking about the U.S. men's national team. Because part of that is I've got a connection to the head coach. And if you've been following that, the reason I've been talking about that, not because like I'm some Johnny-come-lately or I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I've got a connection to Greg Berhalter. I know him because we spent some time together. Our kids played Little League Baseball together. So he and I would sit in the stands and talk baseball and talk sports. And then he went off. I knew he had a great soccer career as a player. And then he went off and he began his coaching career. And then ultimately got that gig. So he's come in studio. We spent some time together talking about the beautiful game. But as far as the women, you know, what they accomplished is amazing. Not only what they did, but how they did it. So that's why I led the show with it. To tip my hat and give them the respect and the credit that they have earned. It doesn't mean I'm going to bust out here and lead every show by talking soccer or act like I didn't dog it back in the day or act like I won't dog it again. But when I see excellence, it would be absolutely insincere and really irresponsible for me not to do it, not to acknowledge it, not to say they did a hell of a job. Congrats. Major tip of the hat. And it's one of the biggest ragers and parties I've ever seen. 1-800-636-8686. And for the record, somebody's sexual orientation has got nothing to do with anything at all. So do better than to say, hey, you know, I was kind of into that because, you know, she was pretty cute, but then I found out she was off the market because, just save that. You want to talk soccer, talk soccer. You want to talk about that team, let's talk about that team. Hell, if we got to talk politics, maybe we do that even. Sexual orientation's got nothing to do with anything. That's not a part of this. All right, still ahead. More telephone calls. I do want to talk about the AHL app. I want to talk about Kawhi Leonard and the way he's going to structure his deal with the LA Clippers. What that means is we can run this whole thing back in 2 more years. If I were Kawhi, I would have done the same thing. Why? Because he can. And lest anybody think that star players are not running the NBA, you know they are. And it's Kawhi who's running the association, not LeBron. All that still ahead. Darius Leonard next hour. Howard Beck next hour. Shaquem and Shaquille Griffin in studio in the 3rd hour. But first, I've got a sports update for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Bottom of hour number one. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. It's an open phone 1st hour, so I don't say that just to say that. Like, I mean that. Take advantage of it. Give me a call right now. 1-800-636-8686. My thoughts on Kawhi Leonard and the deal that he's going to do with the LA Clippers momentarily, but it is a caller hour. Let's get back to the calls. We go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Albuquerque, one of the original 4 jungle markets, along with Denver, who's back on the air. Denver, good to have you back. Let's go to the ABQ. Generally, when I go to the ABQ, I'm going to the REX, Rexy, in Albuquerque. Hey, Rex, what's up?
Hey, Jimmy. You know, unlike women's soccer, there is content that you can't be thankful for. Signed, the young men's Speedo encasing Brad and Corona's giblets.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Welcome back, Rex. Stop calling. Well, that didn't go very well. That didn't last very long. And did I not ask for this myself when I started this show off with an open phone 1st hour? Let's try it again. 1-800-636-8686. I mean, I can keep smashing my head up against the wall, or I can just do one of my award-winning rants. What the hell? I think I'll smash my melon up against a brick wall again. Let's go to Indy. LD in Indy. LD, how are you?
I'm fine, Rome. How are you?
Great. Perfect.
Hey, man. First of all, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Let me clear that out. Second of all, man, Kawhi. Is it not about the rings? Is it not about the money? What's it about? I'm from Indy. I know what Paul George is all about. I didn't think Kawhi was that way. Another thing, the girls, pay them. Pay the ladies. 4 times, pay them. Melvin Gordon, I got a coach uniform that fits you just fine.
LD in Indy, you got it. All right, I'll finish that call for you. He said, Melvin Gordon, I've got a Colts uniform that will fit you just fine. Speaking of the Colts, Darius Leonard at top of the hour. All right, so let's go back. He said, he seemed to call into question Kawhi Leonard and his loyalty. Listen, Kawhi Leonard does not owe Toronto anything. Anything. Instead of cracking on Kawhi Leonard for a lack of loyalty, they should be thanking Kawhi Leonard for coming to Toronto and winning a world championship with the Raptors. He does not owe them anything. And by the same token, the Toronto Raptors could not have done any more than they did to make that the right situation for him. Look, they both won. They have a world championship. Nobody could ever take that from them. There's no reason to be upset. It's business. He had a contract. He fulfilled that contract. I mean, we're talking about a guy who really didn't want to be there. He ends up there, does everything right, wins him a championship. He's got nothing to apologize for. Let's be very clear about that. He doesn't owe them jack. He owes them nothing. Let's also be clear that the Raptors could not have done any more than they did to do right by Kawhi Leonard. It's just business. He's moving on. He had a chance to go home. Almost every single athlete I know wants to go home. Kawhi had the opportunity contractually. He took that shot. He's coming home. In Toronto, I can't say enough about them. They did everything right. They set it up right. They had the right roster around him. They had the right coach for him. They had the right medical staff around him. They handled his load management beautifully. It worked. They won a championship. But he does not owe them anything. He didn't jam them. He didn't screw them. He did nothing wrong. He had a contract. He wanted to come back home and work and live in L.A., so he is. And then now, apparently, in 2 years, he'll have a chance to do it all again. Abel in the ATX tweets, unwar adults saying super duper.
Super duper, you know?
At Hitman Canadian, we wish we were super duper.
Super duper, you know?
Signed Tyler and Matt Smackoff calls. Rome, UCSB is the only school to have two all-star MVPs, Mike Young and the Bieber. Signed Gaucho Bob. Hey, Gaucho Bob, how do you misspell Gaucho if you're Gaucho Bob? You misspell a word in your own handle? Rome, not sure if anything compares to Alex Ovechkin drinking his way through last summer, and not to mention following it up by putting on another 50 goals on the season. Wore the Stanley Cup playoffs and the great Russian machine that never breaks, Don in Calgary. Maybe, but they're not done yet. This is my point about the U.S. women's national team. They're not done yet. They started that party the second they got back to the locker room, and they haven't stopped since. They're everywhere. And they're hitting it hard, and they should. I'm saying right now, that looks like the best celebration I've ever seen. And I'm here for it. It's fun. So it turns out that Kawhi Leonard is not going to sign with the Clippers for as long as everybody thought that he would. Ah, Clipper Nation. You see, for a moment there, you thought the rug got ripped from you once again. But now you can take a deep breath and have a nice laugh all over again. I mean, you got to admit, Clipper Nation, for a moment you thought that you had finally woke up from that dream that you had last Friday night into Saturday morning when Kawhi Leonard and Paul George both decided to become Clippers. But now you're awake. This is real. This is happening. It's a thing. It's true. It's not a dream. It's real. Except instead of him signing with the Clippers for 4 years the way he could have, he signed a 3-year deal. And that 3-year deal includes a player option for that third year. So effectively, he signed for 2 years. Instead of 4 years, he really is signed for two, which matches up with the balance of George's deal. So the two of these guys are now running parallel and can become free agents in 2021, which means we can all relive this again in 2 years, which to me is great. It's awesome. I mean, seriously, that's not even sarcasm. It's awesome. It's great because he's making a choice. He could take the guaranteed money and the security that would come with a longer deal, or he can go with the freedom and the flexibility that comes with a shorter deal and bet on himself. And number two, it's great because, again, 2 years from now, we can have another summer just like the one we had, where guys are swapping teams. And the offseason in the NBA is better than a lot of other regular seasons for pro sports. Oh, and don't think that winning a title or two in the next 2 years means that Kawhi is going to stay. He just left a team where he won a championship, so nothing is guaranteed, especially from a guy like this that nobody really knows. And don't think that Kawhi is the only X factor in this entire thing. while nobody knew what Kawhi was going to do this summer. And again, I want to make the point, he didn't owe Toronto anything. While nobody knew what he was going to do this summer, nobody knew what Paul George was going to do this summer. So don't think that you can predict what Paul George is going to do in 2021 either. Because all along, we thought that he wanted to come to the Lakers. Hell, he said he wanted to come to the Lakers. Then he gets dealt to OKC, and the expectation was he would sign with the Lakers as a free agent. But instead, he re-upped with OKC. But a year later, he wants a trade. And he wants to be dealt not to the Lakers, but to the Clippers. So you really have no idea what that guy's going to do. We know we have no idea what Kawhi's ever going to do. And then speaking of that trade, how about this quote from Thunder executive VP and GM Sam Presti? Sam Presti had this quote included in the team's announcement of the trade. It was respectful. It was gracious. But you listen to this line and you tell me if you see or hear something. Quote, from the time that Paul and his representation made us aware of what had been transpiring and their subsequent request, our focus as an organization was identifying the best paths for our future. End of quote. So once again, really gracious, really polite, but there is a point in there. The point being, quote, made us aware of what had been transpiring. You know, the tampering, and the influencing from Kawhi Leonard. Like, Presti is too classy and thoughtful to let it all out, air it all out, vent it out in a statement. But you know he's pissed. The team is reminding their fans and the entire league and the whole world that they didn't want that trade. They were not looking to trade Paul George. That was not something they wanted to do. That was something that was done to them. Something they're not happy about. Something they're pissed about. The Thunder won't come right out and say it, but they don't need to. You know they typed out that statement with gritted teeth and probably really want to say something along the lines of Paul George re-signed with us last summer. Remember? Why would we move a guy that re-signed with us last summer? Things appear to be going so well. Then along comes a guy who started to get in his ear and talk to him and convinced him to come to us and demand a trade. It's tampering. It's dirty pool. We don't like it. You know that's what they really want to say. And by the way, I understand where they might be coming from, if that's their opinion. I understand why they might be pissed. I understand why they might think that Kawhi convinced their guy to make that trade request. Just know this. There's no way to stop that. There's no way to stop that. The only way to stop that is to take their phones away. And that's not going to happen. You can't stop guys from talking to each other. They're not middle schoolers trying to use a landline back in the day. That's it, Paul. I told you, no talking to Kawhi. He's a bad influence. I don't like him as a friend for you. He's getting in between you and your friend Russell. No phone for you. No Xbox for a week. Oh, and after that trade request, no going to the mall either. No movies. No fishing for a week. Now you go to your room and you think about your actions, young man. It's not happening. You're not taking his phone away. You can't change that. You can't fix that. All right, when we come back, Darius Leonard of the Colts joins us. Hour number two, straight ahead.